All righty, let's check in with the editorial page editor for the Detroit News and co-author of the very important book, The Civility Book, A Guide to Building Bridges Across the Political Divide. Nolan, teaming up with his friend Stephen Henderson and with Lynn Golodner. We had a vice president in town. I remember when a vice president or president would come into town, didn't matter what party you were for or with or what party they were with, people showed up. Elected officials showed up because it was a big deal having the president or the vice president of the United States coming to town. That's not the case anymore. Nolan Finney, you go back 50 years. You do remember when that was the case, right, Nolan?
Yeah, but, you know, familiarity breeds contempt, I think, Paul, and they're in and out so often now. It's become so much easier and so much part of their routine to stay on the road, particularly in battleground states like Michigan, key states. You know, the campaign never ends.
Well, he is asking us in his speech, his presentation, at first I didn't get it, double down on Trump, Vance urges in Michigan, meaning show more of your support for the president? Is that what he means?
Yes. I mean, how about earn more support? They've got a real problem here, communication problem. They're sending out conflicted messages, and I can't tell you where we stand in Iran. So what are you asking me to double down on? You've got Pete Hegseth out there saying we've destroyed their military capability, and yet they still control the Straits of Hormuz, and you still got bombs and missiles flying out of Iran all over that region. That doesn't sound like a military that's been destroyed. But if it has been, I'd welcome it and wonder when the hell we're getting out.
Well, I have to tell you, sadly, and I'll take all kinds of heat for this, but it's just, I got to tell you what I feel and what I believe, and what I feel and what I believe right now is they talk too much. They just talk too much, and they say too many things. My God, we had the president saying we won the war in the first day. Well, if that's the case, get the hell out of there. It's obviously not the case. And frankly, they've got to do some things that might not be very attractive to the world if they're going to, quote unquote, win and be done with it. Because it doesn't look like it's anywhere close to done. And every time we're told everything's knocked out, they don't have anything left. They bombed six or seven other places.
Right. And, you know, a two-week war is already now a month long. That can quickly extend into 6 months. And if it does, I think Republicans have lost all chance of prevailing in the midterm election.
And frankly, isn't it sad and unfortunate that you're absolutely right, Nolan Finley, it does come down to that. Here we are waging a war or whatever they call it now. And it comes down to, well, can they get this done in time to help them for the midterm elections? Come on. It should be a little bigger than that, but it isn't.
No, it's all about partisanship now and who's going to control Congress, who's going to hold the power. This has very little that happens in Washington has anything to do with making your life better or my life better. It's all about, what do we have to do to get reelected this fall?
Which, by the way, was supposed to be why they were elected in the first place, to protect our way of living and improve our way of living. But it doesn't seem to be, it does not seem to be top on anyone's mind right now.
No, and I wish we could see, you know, I could see in, you know, from my own view, how this thing works out in Iran. How does it come to an end? And it's hard for me to see the mission being accomplished without ground troops, and that means a whole lot more American casualties. And I, for one, don't want to sacrifice any of my children or grandchildren to this cause.
Yeah. Well, we'll stay on top of it. I mean, it's unavoidable. It is the news, and we continue with that. There's another story out there that's interesting, and that is, of course, the hearings now for Mark Wayne Mullen. And what can you tell us about that?
Well, it seems that's interesting because they asked Mullen what he would do different, and he seems to have laid out a whole new mission for ICE and that agency. He, from his description, he sees it as sort of a collection agency. Let police agencies, law enforcement, round up and arrest the illegals, and they'll take care of transporting and importing. And that seems to be a more rational division of duty if you can get the law enforcement agencies to do it. But, ICE has come under a lot of fire, and Border Patrol come under a lot of fire because of their law enforcement role and some of the tactics that's been deployed. So you move them out of that, you might take away the irritation point.
So what do you say about the I guess I'd have to say, the hard line role that our Democrat United States Senator Gary Peters of Michigan, who's not running for re-election, or Alyssa Slotkin, who has shown really severe signs of Trump derangement syndrome in many ways and other stories, maybe not on this one. What do you say of their reaction in grilling Mark Wayne Mullen?
It's performative. It's all a show, and particularly for her, she wants to look like the little general down there in Washington. My bigger concern with them is they need to put their support and their votes behind funding the Department of Homeland Security. It is unconscionable that Democrats are holding up funding for an agency like that, particularly Michigan Democrats, after we've had that terror attack last week that could have been an absolute tragedy.
That same day, Alyssa Slotkin is doing press conferences or making press statements saying, we need to get them funded, whatever. The same day it happened, she had voted no in a test vote.
And twist arms to get your colleagues to vote for it. Airports are going to start shutting down. What do you think that's going to do to our economy? And they have lost this battle, and they need to cast their votes in favor of funding these essential agencies.
You can have your Trump derangement syndrome, but you're not hurting Trump as much as you think you are, but you're hurting the people you've been elected to represent. That's just unconscionable, and I sure hope the people are paying attention and not being waylaid by the lies going both ways. But I appreciate you always. It was great seeing you, celebrating your 50th anniversary at the Detroit News. Keep up the good work, my friend.
Thanks, man. That was a good party Tuesday.
Yeah, that was a good St. Patrick's Day party. My goodness, we've done it now 30 years. Maybe over 30 years. The whole party's been going on 40 or 41 years when Joe started it. He did it for about 10 years, and we picked it up and have done it for now the next 30 plus years. So I'm glad you were there. Hope we can do it again next year. Nolan Finley, editorial page editor for the Detroit News, co-author of the Civility Book, A Guide to Building Bridges Across the Political Divide, by Nolan and Stephen Henderson with Lynn Golodner. We continue at 12:30 on WJR.